Hi, Brock. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Lauren. This is Brock, and you are on the Brock Cannon Radio Show. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing awesome. Doing awesome. So, for our listeners out there that are not familiar with you, you're a bit of a famous figure in the plant-based and vegan world. And so what we do on the show is we just ask a couple of very quick impromptu questions. And the first one that I'm dying to know, and I'm sure our listeners are as well, is really what was the main thing that inspired you to go vegan in the first place?
Yeah, absolutely. A great question. So a couple of things, really. The first is that I just kind of always had an affinity for animals and couldn't really comprehend how I could love them and eat them at the same time. But I was vegetarian for 8 years before I went vegan, and then my friend was actually vegan. I realized how easy it was, and that was it for me. That was 2.5 years ago. So it really is for my mind, my body, the earth, and the animals. So it's the Holy Trinity, if you will.
I love it. I love the Holy Trinity. That's awesome. So,
yeah.
Man, that's fun because we have very similar paths. I was also vegetarian and then made the jump as well. For you, if somebody out there right now is considering going vegan and they're just worried that it's going to be too hard, what would you tell them to maybe reassure them or cheer them on?
Yeah, I would say that luckily right now we're living in a United States that is shifting a lot towards plant-based food. So there are so many amazing resources out there to help you with just very simple recipes. I would say start with substitution. So if you're the kind of person that really needs your chicken tenders every Thursday night, start going out and just experimenting with other types of those chicken tenders and then eventually move to more plant-based, very like full and fulfilling grains, greens, and fruit, right? So getting to those staples, but starting easily for you is the way that I would recommend to do it.
I love that. I couldn't agree more, and it's 100% agree. What would you say for you was the hardest thing when you transitioned?
Jeez, you know, when I transitioned, the hardest thing for me was kind of baked goods. I love cookies. That's kind of the only way that I was eating eggs and dairy before was when it was baked into something. So desserts were kind of hard for me, but then I just realized that luckily in San Diego and LA as well, any of the major cities, there are really awesome vegan bakeries, vegan donuts, vegan everything. And in reality, once I stopped eating those kind of foods, I didn't crave them anymore, right? It's the sugar complex. So I didn't crave that heavy dessert like I did in the past. So I think that was the hardest for me. And then just saying no to things like pizza and other things where before I would be more lenient on it.
So I want to shift gears and ask you a final question because you are very much an Instagram influencer. You have a great following. People enjoy your posts. I've enjoyed your posts. What do you put out as far as content on a daily basis or, you know, every other day or however often you post to really inspire your followers?
Yeah, so great question. I have really shifted what I've wanted to put out into the world. At first, I wanted to do more kind of fitness modeling because I do have a muscular build to show people that you don't have to be a very skinny, lean vegan and that you can get enough protein to maintain muscle mass. But now I'm kind of transitioning more into wanting to just show that this is my lifestyle. This isn't one aspect of me. This isn't the only aspect of me that goes to the gym. I live vegan on a daily basis. And so I'm really trying to just promote overall body positivity and life positivity, right? Like making small changes to make the least impact on our environment and on other souls in a negative way as possible. And that's really what my passion is for. So, of course, it's partially body, but like I said as well, it's lifestyle for me. So that's the content that I've been pushing out more recently. I did a name change and everything. So, yeah, I'm really excited about that and the progression of that.
Awesome. Well, we are so excited to see what you continue to put out. For everyone listening, we will have links to get in touch with Lauren White. Lauren, thank you.